Welcome to Caveman Basketball, a presentation of Grants Pass Broadcasting in cooperation with the Oregon School Activities Association, District 7, and Grants Pass High School. This broadcast is made possible by many fine sponsors in support of high school athletics. Please express your appreciation to them the next opportunity you have. Now, let's head courtside with Chuck Benson.
Now let's set the scene for you, courtesy of Robco Incorporated, the filler up company. From quarry rock to all the field material, plus the expertise to do it for you. Final seconds, 8 seconds on the clock for the Lady Cavers here, leading the Sheldon Irish once again by about 4 points, 57-41. 51-47. 1.9 seconds left. Whistle blows. Home fans on their feet saluting the Lady Cavers as they come down to shoot a free throw. I believe it's Millie Lathan going to the free throw line. Don't have points scheduled on there. I'll give you a brief recount of what's happened. The Lady Cavers, I think, hit the first couple of free throws in the basketball game. Sheldon went on a run, got about a 9-point lead in the first half, and held that right up until the a buzzer-beating 3-point shot at the end of the first half to take a 12-point lead. Lady Cavers came out in the second half in the third period and hit the first three field goals, first 6 points. First free throw is up, and it's 52-47. Now it's 53-47 with 1.9 seconds left on the clock. Inbounds play, and the shot is up and good. Lady Cavers, a big victory here. They win it 53-47. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the scene here at Heater Newman Gym with a big crowd on hand for a doubleheader basketball. Lady Cavers, or the Cavemen and the Irish, getting ready to get this crowd please underway. Good support both on both sides of the court, the student side and the adult side. Pretty full tonight, ladies and gentlemen, for Caveman and Lady Caver basketball. We'll be back with more right after this from Robco.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
Welcome back once again. Big crowd on hand here at Heater Newman Gym. We're about 20 minutes away from getting this next contest underway. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to join us, it's the Grants Pass Caveman taking on the Sheldon Irish here at Heater Newman Gym. It is a conference tilt. The Cavemen still looking for their first conference win. The Irish have one conference win and a better overall record than the Grants Pass Cavemen do. But it's Caveman basketball on the Caveman floor here, this performance gym. At Heater Newman, always seems to throw the Cavemen a little edge. How much is that edge worth? Depends on who you're talking to in the particular team. Anywhere from 5 to 10 points. And with a crowd like this, it could be even more. But they'll need every point tonight when they face the Sheldon Irish, one of the largest teams or tallest teams they'll face all year. Let me give you an example. If they want to, according to their roster, their measurements, they can go 6'10", 6'7", 6'5", 6'5", 6'5". That's hard to beat at the high school level, ladies and gentlemen. All right, that's what we have. Both teams on the floor right now taking their warm-ups as the band is here. And it's sounding good tonight, folks. If you're looking for a Friday night of fun, it's right here at Heater Numa Gym. Come on down, folks. We'll continue with more and a word with head coach Nate Olson right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Appy's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Appy's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Appy's.com and we'll see you after the game. Appy's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Thinking about a new water well? Clouser Drilling can help. Winter can be a good time to drill in Southern Oregon. Beat the rush and be ready with reliable water when summer arrives. While winter access can be tricky, property owners with good access or those willing to rock roads can often take advantage of shorter schedules and quicker turnaround. These roads become an asset to your property, making future well pump service and maintenance easier year-round. Call Clouser Drilling today and ask about winter well drilling or visit clousedrilling.com.
Time now for a word from head coach Nate Olson. Curtis here, our good friends at the Indoor Airman. And coach, another challenge for you tonight. The Sheldon Irish are in town. First of all, how is your team? We know the trailer's been battling something. Have you been feeding them lots of vitamin C?
I've been trying. I've been telling them to. But I think we're pretty healthy tonight, so that's good to go.
All right. So will he be getting the start tonight?
Yes, sir.
Okay, rest of the starters the same?
Yep.
All right. What have you been doing since that last meltdown in the fourth period? Just resting them? Or
No, we got. I mean, we came in, got a lot of shots up on Wednesday, kind of. Didn't take it easy, but, you know, I had more of a just about us, work on some sets, work on just our offensive stuff, work on some late game situations, just kind of doing that. And then yesterday came in and had a physical practice, kind of working on, you know, play through the physicality, working through pass and handling pressure, stuff like that.
All right. Do you expect that kind of stuff from Sheldon Knight, lots of pressure?
No, they're more of, they mix it up a lot. So they'll play you some man, they'll play you some zone, they play some matchup zone, they play a 1-2-2. They're kind of all over the place. Usually not high, like super high pressure, but, you know, you never know. So I think we're prepared for it if they bring it. So
okay. All right, we'll talk more about the Sheldon Irish when we come back right after this word from the Indoor Airman.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Sheldon Irish, we were going over last year's rosters, and most of their starters from last year are gone. So this, they're still senior laden. What do you expect from this team? What are their strengths?
The Gaelic, their point guard's pretty good. He's not very small, or he's not very big, but he's super quick.
He's still an underclassman too, isn't he?
I believe he's a senior. Oh, yeah, I think you're right. I think he's a junior. And then they got a couple transfer kids. So Kai Holmes is a second-team All-State kid that played at Marist last year, who's super skilled, 6'6", left-handed, can really score. Then they kind of surround those guys with some shooters. They got a couple, you know, just 6'5", kind of bigger bodies that are physical.
They're as tall a team as you've faced so far, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. You know, maybe minus Reno when we played down there. But, yes, they definitely have some size. So that'll be a challenge for us tonight.
All right. How are you going to handle that challenge?
I think just try to match physicality with physicality. Again, they play a lot on the perimeter. Usually only one guy posts. So if we can keep our guys that can handle that on their posts, we'll be in good shape.
All right. What do your guys think about this going into the – can you read your team?
Yeah, I feel like it was pretty good. Two good days of practice. So I feel like they're feeling pretty good about it, you know, hopefully being back at home. And we've had some success. But hopefully that helps them kind of, you know, get over those jitters and kind of just play freely and have fun.
All right. Well, we'll all be having fun tonight. Coach, thank you very much. Best of luck to you tonight against the Sheldon Irish.
Thanks, sir.
And to all of you, stay tuned. We'll be back right after this 1 minute. Kate Bantama.
From the woods to the fields to the court, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with the proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue, Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for tip-off with the Grants Pass Caveman.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week, we make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Glad to have you here with us. Head Coach Olson's comments brought to you by the Indoor Airman with Modern Energy Solutions. The Indoor Airman can help you save on your heating and cooling, delivering a healthier indoor environment to their neighbors. And that's you from the Indoor Airman. And it's time now for the starting lineups courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Grab your project list and head to Farmers. They have it all. Doors, lumber, windows, decking, where Dow Road meets the Redwood Highway. Farmers Building Supply. They've got it for you, folks. Now, let's take a look at the Grants Pass Caveman starting tonight, wearing number 23, Jordan Rosetta, 6'5", junior, averaging almost 15 points a game, hitting 66% of his free throws. Following up, another senior at 6'2", wearing number 5, is Grady McKittrick, averaging almost 13 points per game, hitting 60% of his free throws. Add a sophomore, 6-footer, averaging almost 5 points a game, wearing double zero, is James Traylor. And as a sophomore coming in, his scoring is expected to escalate throughout the season. But Cat Quick, in terms of defense, he's a lion. And in rebounding, he's a giraffe. He can really get up there. Branson Young, wearing number 11, hitting 52% of his free throws, averaging almost 9 points per game. His scoring has been improving last several games. And finally, the final starter, 5'8", senior Weston Berg, averaging 2 points a game. He's a point guard. He'll make things happen, and he's a tiger on defense. Those are the five starters from the Grants Pass Cayman. We'll talk about what we know about the Sheldon Irish when we come back right after this word from our good friends at Farmers Building Supply.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We have not confirmed the starting lineup for the Sheldon Irish. Sometimes it's difficult with games going on everywhere and trying to run coaches down, but that's all right. We have our suspicions here. And you heard head coach Olson mention one of their point guards is pretty good. And I think we're talking about Kay Gaelic. Where's number two? He is a 5'8 senior. We thought maybe he was still an underclassman if it's still this person we're talking about. And I believe it is. He is a senior. In two games last year, he scored 8 points. Actually, I think those 8 points all came in one game. And he was 2 for 2 from the free throw line. And that's about all of the numbers that we have on the rest of the Irish squad. However, you heard head coach Olson talk about one of their transfers in. Where's number 11? Another K, K-A-I, both young men with the same first name. This is Kay Holmes. He is a 6'7 senior. So look for the offense to revolve around him. Others, names that you might hear, Matt Shuck at 6'5", Eli Wallace at 6'4", Cooper Anderson at 5'11". It could be one of those. He could also be that guard, but we suspect it's Gaelic. Got a lot of playing time against Grants Pass last year. So that's what we have, ladies and gentlemen. All the teams are on the floor right now. About 10 minutes before we get the tip-off underway. If you're still looking for something to do on this Friday night, here's a fun place to come, and that's Heater Numa Gym. And we'll be back with more right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Wipeout Hunger is back at Kelly's Automotive Service, starting January 5th through February 13th. Bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut butter and 12 ounces or more of jelly, and we'll exchange that for wiper blades installed on your vehicle up to $45 in value. Thank you to BBSI and Tom Randall State Farm. They're donating $1,000 in PB&J to the Salvation Army or the Gospel Rescue Mission food pantries. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
But I add into some of the people that we expect to see action for the Irish. The captains are meeting right now. One of those captains, we did mention Matt Shuck. He's at 6'5". Where's number 10? Also number 22 at 6'2". Jarrett Cupp is listed as a captain. I'm not saying he's starting, but they're talking with the officials and meeting of the captains. And, of course, for Grants Pass, that's Jordan Rosetta and Grady McKittrick. Both of those have moved off to the sidelines. Now we're talking about the keys to tonight's game. Courtesy of our good friends at the Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming. Salute to Rick Chapman over there and his fine crew that keeps everything under control. If your sewing machine's broken down, hey, he'll fix it in rapid order. At any rate, let's get back to the situation at hand. And Grants Pass facing one of the tallest teams that it's faced in a long, long time, and that brings rebounding to the forefront. Well, one way to avoid being out-rebounded is just make all your shots. All right. Being a little facetious here, but that's true. The more that basket goes through the hoop, that lets one less rebound to be picked off right now. And some of this comes from getting the right shot off. I've seen teams come in, the much shorter team, but positioning is key underneath the basket. Blocking out that larger opponent, having the right position on it, anticipating the shot, knowing where it's coming from, reading it as it comes down. So all of our men are getting more and more accustomed to that. Rosetta's becoming very, very good at that. So we'll see how he's facing. Of course, he's going to be facing a lot of resistance underneath the basket. But what I suspect, though, is in order to protect Rosetta, because he's going to take an awful lot of contact, that we'll probably see him out on the perimeter in the wing or maybe right up at the point, sometimes shooting that long three. Not for the whole game, mind you, but expect to see more of that tonight. So who's going to be underneath? Well, stepping up to handle those joints could be James Traylor. Now, James, as at 6 foot, is vastly outnumbered in terms of height. However, his jumping ability is incredible. He is a strong young man. He can handle himself under there, and he's not intimidated by anybody. He thinks he's 6 foot six. What can I tell you? All right. Also under there, 6 foot three sophomore is Branson Young. And his jumping ability and his medium height at 6 foot three is certainly to be respected. And he's been playing some great defense underneath the basket while Rosetta does step out to the wing occasionally to shoot that three. So those are some of the things to think about as the Grants Pass Cavemen face this much taller Shelton Irish team. That's part of the keys to tonight's game, and we'll come back with more right after this word from Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back. Now, the Cavemen have to contend with the Irish defense. And according to head coach Olson, we expect to see a lot of different zone defenses. 1-2-2, 2-1-2, 1-3-1. We expect to see some trap zones out there. And when you get to players with this length, and when I say length, that's an additional height. You add in those long arms, you're talking 10 over 10 feet of wingspan. So part of that will be make your passes count. Don't let them get in your passing lanes. For all of the guys receiving the ball, you've got to come to that ball in order to avoid it being taken away, particularly by this tall, long-arm team of the Shelton Irish. About 5 minutes before the opening tip-off is scheduled, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Caveman Basketball here on KAJO Grants Pass. And we'll be back with more right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Appy's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Appy's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Appy's.com and we'll see you after the game. Appy's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Welcome back, everyone. Both teams still taking their warm-ups on the floor. The rally squad, all its numbers taking to the floor. Lots of girls involved in that one. And a full, almost a full gym tonight. I wouldn't say capacity, but you're going to hear some noise. There's no question about that. Both on the adult side and the kids' side. And, of course, the band is here, and it's sounding good. So that's what we're happening here. Looking ahead, next week we'll be on the road again on next Tuesday. We'll be headed to Roseburg. We'll be getting I'll double check that. But let's just check it right now. I was going to say I thought that was an earlier start, but I'm not sure that that's the case. Coming up, the Roseburg game at Roseburg is at 6:45. So not a real early game, but normally an earlier start, and that just gets us back home a little bit earlier. 3 minutes left here on the warm-up clock as we continue getting ready for what's going to happen tonight. Should be a fun one, ladies and gentlemen. Caven playing better and better every game, although the record doesn't reflect that. Once again, this is an awfully young team. We're starting two seniors, and that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we do get some other senior help from Preston Gerlitz coming off the bench. But the rest of it's sophomores and juniors. So very young team for Grants Pass this season, but developing quickly. We'll be back with more right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Thinking about a new water well? Clouser Drilling can help. Winter can be a good time to drill in Southern Oregon. Beat the rush and be ready with reliable water when summer arrives. While winter access can be tricky, property owners with good access or those willing to rock roads can often take advantage of shorter schedules and quicker turnaround. These roads become an asset to your property, making future well pump service and maintenance easier year-round. Call Clouser Drilling today and ask about winter well drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Getting ready to get this one underway here. Just a minute and a half left on the warm-up clock as the teams have left the floor to get their final instructions from their respective coaching staffs, get their focus under control. We're about ready to have the introduction of players. I'm not sure, because this is a doubleheader, we did have the sportsmanship announcement and the playing of the national anthem in the previous game, so I'm not sure that that will happen here. It may. And, of course, we'll carry it all for you right here on KAJO Radio. Proud to do it for you, folks, and we've been proud to do it for you since 1988. Every game, and this we started in the old gym, incidentally, but we have broadcast every game from this incredibly beautiful performance gym here that replaced the old Heater Newman, and the name stayed right with it. If you don't know that story, check with the historians at Grants Pass High. It's a touching one. So there's the fight song. Home fans coming to their feet here. This is what high school basketball, high school athletics is all about. You can just feel the excitement permeating through the air. Goosebumps up and down everyone's back as that play comes up. And the rally squad forms a corridor for the Grants Pass players to travel through once they're introduced to the crowd here. And more, a bigger rally squad. We've got a big corridor for the guys to run through, plus about six more at center court to help bring a lot of spirit to this this gymnasium, as if more spirit was needed. I believe we're just going to go right into the introduction of players, ladies and gentlemen. So stay close to your radios. We'll get some confirmations here on everything. For the Sheldon Irish, here we go. Number two, Kai Gaelic, that 5'8 senior we talked about. And number 10, Matt Shuck, mentioned him. He's a 6'5 senior. Number 11, Kai Holmes. He's the 6'7 senior. Number 12, Gino Marzano. He is a 6-foot senior. And number 22, Garrett Cup at 6'2. So they go 6'7, 6'5, 6'4, and 6'2. Ho-ho! Okay. And they could go taller, folks. Now for the Grants Pass Cavemen. You can hear the band come up in the background. A little pianissimo back here, gradually building. Sound is coming up as 0-0 being introduced here. That's James Traylor, 6-foot sophomore wearing double zero. He's not a double zero, folks. He's got a lot of pluses. Going to be a pleasure to watch him really develop. Once again, a sophomore. Number two being introduced, of course, he's been developing in front of our eyes for years. Weston Berg, the senior at 5'8", point guard, wearing number two. Number five, a senior at 6'2", number five, Grady McKittrick. One of the leading scorers at almost 14 points per game. And number 11 being introduced. This is Branson Young, another sophomore at 6'3", averaging almost 9 points a game, really beginning to contribute every game, relying on him more and more and more. And the team leader, again, for about the third year, and he's still a junior. That's Jordan Rosetta at 6'5", averaging almost 15 points per game. He's in for a tough contest tonight, folks. All right, get close to your radios. 8 minutes put up on the time clock here. First period going to be brought to you by Moser Paving. Give them a call at 479-2424 for chip sealing, dust control, gravel, all your site preparation needs. Steps into the center circle, facing off against Kai Holmes at 6'7". So Rosetta giving away 2 inches. Well, that's what the book says. On the floor, they look face-to-face. So we'll see. All right, ball not quite to center court yet, but it's on its way as the official takes a step in around one of the Irish players in the center circle now. Everybody freeze. There's the whistle. Ball now high in the air and controlled in the backcourt to Gaelic. Gaelic across the timeline, right front court. Feeds it high post quickly to Shock. Shock goes right-hand side on the wing. Gives it on the wing to, well, pass slapped away by Traylor. Picked up by Traylor, shoveled in to Rosetta, and then comes right back to McKittrick into the forecourt. And the Cavemen have their first offensive possession. They go into a shuffle. Traylor to the right-hand side on the wing. Looks inside as McKittrick made a cut. Then down low it was Rosetta. Cross-court left-hand side to McKittrick from the wing. He'll drive to the baseline, kick it back out on the wing to Young. Young tries to drive, loses the ball through two defenders, was being double-teamed. Off of one of them, it'll be Grants Pass ball inbounds from the end line. 7:25 on the clock. We're just underway. No score. Traylor from the end line now as the Cavemen put a box around the key. Traylor close to the corner, the west corner here at Teeter Newman Gym. Ball on the wing quickly to McKittrick. McKittrick moves the ball out front, loses the dribble, gives it up quickly to Rosetta, corner left-hand side. Rosetta attacks along the baseline, kicks the ball cross-court on the wing to McKittrick. Tries to penetrate, can't double-team. Down low to Berg. Berg gets the shot up, no good. Gets the rebound back, and second shot up, no good. Shortest man on the floor. Rebounded by Gaelic, though, for the for the Irish. He puts it up, and the feeds Holmes, who puts it up and in, and we've got a 2-0 score. Gotcha, caught up now. Over to Kittrick, and the Cavemen back on the attack. Rosetta goes hard to the glass, misses the layup, and heavy contact out of bounds. It's going to be Irish basketball. 2-0 Irish lead, and have the basketball in the hands of Kai Holmes. Holmes gets the ball in quickly to Gaelic, and Gaelic brings the ball down the floor. Gaelic in black shoes and black socks. Looks a little unusual. One's an athletic sock up high to the knee. About past left-hand side, quickly to Holmes. Holmes wants to go to the baseline right now. Young goes with him, kicks the ball back out front quickly. Right-hand side on the wing to Gaelic. Crosses the baseline, back out to Holmes, left-hand side from the corner for three. Off, no good. High for the rebound, being contested and finally controlled by Marzano. Marzano kicks the ball out. Stolen away, though, by Berg. Berg puts the ball on the floor himself. Gives it up to McKittrick in the backcourt. McKittrick across the timeline, right front court. Rosetta comes in party. It's Holmes right after him. McKittrick, left-hand side, looking for help. Loses the dribble at the free throw line, right-hand side to Young. Young back out front to McKittrick, now between the circles, left-hand side to Traylor. Traylor looking for cutter down low. Lots of action. Ball comes right-hand side to Young. Young tries to penetrate. Can't get up. Gives it over to Traylor. Traylor top of the key. Sees a lane. Tries to penetrate. Draws the foul. Either from Gaelic or Holmes. I think Gaelic. No. Marzano. Marzano was the one reaching in. First team foul on anybody. Inbounds play for the Cavemen from Traylor. Goes right-hand side to Young in the corner. Puts the ball on the floor. Tries to get the ball inside, but it's deflected by the Irish. Picked up, though, by Rosetta between the circles. Jordan drives to the right-hand side. Kicks it off to Berg. Berg top of the key. He's double-teamed. Goes right-hand side then to Young. Young drives, penetrates, gets one up off glass from 4 feet. Off no good. Gets the rebound back, puts it back up, and in. That was Young getting the rebound and putting it back up. We're tied at 2. Down the left-hand side, Gaelic with the basketball out front. Kicks it back left-hand side to Graziano. Back out on the wing to Gaelic. Gaelic for three, misses everything. Rebound, though, by Holmes. Holmes down low, goes up with the shot. Checked from behind by Traylor. I think they're going to call Traylor for the foul. We'll see. Check that. It's going against Rosetta. No, it is. It is on trailer. So Kai Holmes goes to the free throw line. Deep knee bend, shot is up. Off the front of the iron, no good. One more shot coming from for the big guy. Two dribbles, deep knee bend. Shot is up. Hits the back of the iron, off, no good. High for the rebound, Traylor. Puts the ball on the floor himself. Brings it across the timeline, right front court. Traylor out front. We're against a man-to-man defense. Out front into McKittrick. Behind the screen, they broke that screen quickly. So McKittrick with the ball up front court, right-hand side, then to Traylor. Traylor with the basketball, head fakes, tries to penetrate, gets to the free, gets down to the baseline. Shot was blocked over by Holmes and slapped away out of bounds. It's going to be Sheldon basketball. 2-2, tied up here. 4:51 to play, first period. Cape Man basketball coming to you live from the Heater Newman Gym tonight. Inbounds to the Irish's Kalick into the front court. Right-hand side then to Marzano. Back out front to Holmes. Holmes right-hand side to Kalick. Long shot into Marzano, left-hand side from the corner. For three, off, no good. Rebound on the hands of Young for Grants Pass. Loses the dribble in the backcourt. Gives it back to McKittrick, who's shadowing him. Up to the forecourt. Rosetta posted high as McKittrick goes to the wing right-hand side. Then down low to Berg. Fits it inside to Rosetta. He's surrounded. Back out to Young. Young tries to penetrate. Gets one up off glass. Won't go. Board cleared by the Irish. Foul called either on Rosetta or Traylor. And this is on Traylor again. His second team foul on the Grants Pass Cavemen. 4:11 to play. We're still tied at two, folks. Deadman has checked in, and I think Traylor has set down. Kalick into the forecourt for the Irish, wearing their dark green uniforms with the white numbers and piping. Ball left-hand side to Kalick in the corner. Tries to drive along the baseline. Kicks the ball out to the wing. Right-hand side for Marzano, who puts up a three attempt. Misses everything. Rebounded, though, by Holmes. Low upset left-hand side to Kalick. Kalick from the wing has the ball almost stolen away from behind by Rosetta. Peck check that. That's Berg. They're going to call him for a foul. I believe they are. Thought he got it cleanly, but evidently not. That's the call. So Berg will pick up his first of the night. Third team foul on the Cavemen. Inbounds play for the Irish from the end line. Kalick is there to make the play as the Irish again put a box around the key, and a substitution comes in before they get the play off. Number one comes in. That's Jake Morrow at 6 foot, and sitting down, I think, was Holmes. Is that right? Inbounds play goes to the corner, right-hand side. The new man on the floor, back out front to Kalick. Hands the ball off quickly to Shuck. Shuck back to Kalick, top of the key. Little shaking and bacon, left-hand side. Long shot is up for three, and this one's good by number 22, Jarrett Cup. And it's 5-2. Grants Pass trailing by three and trapped at the timeline. Basketball rolls free and picked up by Rosetta. Comes to the top of the line, top of the key, left-hand side to Berg. In the corner. Back to Rosetta. He'll shoot from 15 off. No good. Rebound Shuck. Gets the ball out quickly to Kalick. Kalick back right-hand side. Inside the paint. Shot is up. And this one is good by Shuck. So Shuck gets his first field goal of the night. And the Cavemen down by five. McKittrick with the basketball. Down low to Rosetta. Hard at the glass. Shot is up and good. And he was fouled, I believe, by Cup. Yes. So Rosetta gets his first points and goes to the free throw line for one. So Rosetta goes to the free throw line. Got his Ely checks in, or Bronx checks in. We've got two Ely, so it'll be first names there. Bronx at the free throw line. Rosetta looking for his third point. Shot is up. Good. So it's 7-5. Grants Pass down by two. Irish with the basketball right now. Ball in the right-hand hands of Holmes. Launches a three that misses everything. So the Cavemen get it back. Deadman in the backcourt gets the ball inbounds to McKittrick. Trap zone appears. It's a 1-2-2 situation. Lead pass up quickly to Young. Then to Rosetta in the paint. Rosetta guard to the glass. Puts one up. That rolls in and out. Ball tipped up then to Holmes. Holmes through traffic on the right-hand side. Slows the ball down. Waits for his teammates to catch up. Better numbers that way. Head fakes working against Dedman. Goes hard to the glass. And a foul call before he got any shot off. I said Dedman is going to be against Young. That'll be the first on Young. 2:31 left to play. First period action once again. First period brought to you by Moser Paving. Thank you, Jay Moser. 7-5 the score. Grants Pass down by two. Irish with the basketball coming inbound from the end line. They're under the floor with a box around the key. They'll loop it out to the free throw line to number 10, Shuck. Out front to Holmes. Down low to Shuck. Makes a cut to the basket. Lays it up and in. So Shuck has 4 points, and it's 9-5. Dedman in the backcourt, crosses the timeline, sees the trap, loses the ball on the floor. There's a jump ball call on the alternate possession rule. It will belong to the Irish, I believe. That's the way the players are moving. Cooper Anderson checks in for the Irish. It's going to be Grant's pass ball. No, it's going to be Irish ball. Fellas. Another substitute coming in, Eli Wallace. Checking in, Wallace comes in at 6'4". Cooper Anderson in at 5'11". Inbounds play comes to Dedman out front. On the wing, right-hand side to McKittrick. McKittrick on the wing, right-hand side. Corner right then to Rosetta. Out front, left-hand side to Young. To Dedman at the post. Down low to Rosetta, going hard to the glass. Can't get it up and down. Rebounded by Dedman. Kicks it back out in the corner. Shot is up for three. It's off, no good. That was from Bronx. The rebound contested. It goes out of bounds. It's Irish basketball. 1:51 to play. 9-5 the score. Grants Pass down by four. Inbounds play comes to Gaelic. Gaelic into the forecourt right-hand side against a man-to-man defense by Grants Pass. Ball out front then to Gaelic, top of the key. Gaelic left-hand side to Holmes. Holmes head fakes, looks in the corner, then back out front, top of the key. Back left-hand side again to Anderson this time. Down low in the paint. Turnaround jump shot is up, off, no good. Rebound taken down by Dedman for Grants Pass. Lead pass up quickly to Young. Young down low to Bronk. Hard to the glass. Too hard, off, no good. Rebound taken down by Dedman, but stripped of the basketball. It rolls free on the right-hand side. Picked up by the Irish. They come back on the run right-hand side. Number one takes it down all the way. Loses the basketball out of bounds. Oh, it's going to be Sheldon basketball. That was Jake Morrow bringing it down. We'll catch up with the names as quickly as possible, folks. Inbounds play from Gaelic. Gaelic lops it way out front then to Wallace. Wallace top of the key, hands it right back to Gaelic. Gaelic said loses his footing, but keeps the dribble alive. Great move. Ball out front quickly, then to the right-hand side on the wing for the Irish on the attack. That's Holmes. Holmes at the top of the key to the free throw line. Elevates there. Shot is up and short. No good. Rebound. Finally corralled by Rosetta. Protects the basketball. Bullet pass out. Trying to get the ball down low to Bronx. Battle for it as the Irish are down there contesting it. And they take it right back. Give the ball up to Holmes quickly. Down the left-hand side. He's outnumbered. Kicks the ball back out front to Gaelic. Right-hand side. Up the pass. Three on the way. Off. No good. Board cleared by the Irish. Back left-hand side to Gaelic. Bounce pass down low. This one stolen away by Dedman. Dedman on the drive. Right-hand side. Comes down on the wing. In the paint. Floats one up off glass. Won't go. Rebound taken down by the Irish. Long throw out the wing to Gaelic in the corner left-hand side. Kicks it to number one, Morrow, coming down. And pass. His shot went up and was blocked out of bounds by Young. 21.3 seconds left here in the first period. It's 9-5. So it's been a defensive battle here first period, folks. Inbounds play from the end line for the Irish. Goes to the corner, right-hand side to Gaelic. Brings the ball wide out front. They'll look for the last shot now, 17 seconds. In the corner, right front, just almost to the end of the backcourt. Drives up, comes up to the wing, right-hand side. Ball out front quickly to Chuck Cup. Ball left-hand side, rolls out of bounds. 5.8 seconds left on the clock. And it's still going to be Irish ball. Inbounds from the sidelines, just in front of the Grants Pass bench. And there's some confusion about who's going to make the inbounds play. Finally, Anderson comes over to make the inbounds play. Gets man-to-man pressure. Gives it to Gaelic. Makes a cut. Bounce pass inside. Tried to go up with a shot twice. Ball is up and in from number four, Eli Wallace, at the buzzer. So at the end of the first period of play, the Cavemen trail by six, 11-5. We'll be back with more right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
From the woods to the fields to the court, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with the proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue, Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for tip-off with the Grants Pass Caveman.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Welcome back, everyone. The second quarter brought to you by Black Flag Armory. Now, fully stocked ammo, rifles, accessories, and right now, special emphasis on suppressors. They have all the information you need there, folks. Black Flag Armory on Redwood Avenue, right in front of the Cedarwood. And play is resumed here. It'll be Irish ball inbounds on the alternate possession rule. Into the backcourt, it goes uncontested to Gaelic. Gaelic into the forecourt, left-hand side. Bounce pass out between the circles quickly to Wallace. Wallace, left-hand side to Gaelic. Gaelic back out front, then down low to Coop. Goes up with the shot, off no good. He was stripped of the ball by Rosetta going up. Picked up then by Bronx. Bronx through traffic, left-hand side. Gives the ball up to Deadman, left-hand side. Back out front to Rosetta. Right-hand side then to Bronx. Bronx, right front court. Left front court then to Deadman. Deadman with the basketball, right-hand side to Young. Young looks down low, back out to Deadman. Fakes left, comes back to the right-hand side to Bronk on the wing. Back out front quickly between the circles to Deadman now. Deadman left-hand side, 12 seconds on the shot clock. Pull it pass down low. Backhanded layup by Young. Got him free on the baseline, then suddenly was triple-teamed. He got one shot up, and then he looked like he took a shot to the jaw. Whistle called. I think he's going to the free-throw line. No. Foul called on Wallace. First, this period, Wallace comes out, and number 10 comes into the basketball game. His first appearance. Oh, that's Shuck, not his first appearance at all. Ball left-hand side to McKittrick to get the ball in play, and as he goes by, he got a whistle away from the ball. This would call on Anderson, and that'll be the second team foul this period on the Irish. So they got two pretty quickly. 7:14 left to play here in the second period. Inbounds play from the end line now from Deadman. Deadman holds the ball, looks for a cut. Wanted to get the ball inside to Hill, to Young. Ball was kicked away, though. It's still Grants Pass ball coming inbounds from the end line. This time they came and put a four-man screen down the right-hand side of the lane. Alley-oop, the ball comes in to Young, puts a shot up, won't go. Rebound taken down by Deadman. Ball left-hand side to McKittrick on the wing. McKittrick looks down low, brings the ball back out front as the Cavemen reload. Right-hand side to Bronk, left-hand side to McKittrick in the corner, then to Rosetta. Head fake, gets the ball way out front again to Bronk. Bronk right-hand side on the wing, looks down low, sees a lane, drives, lays one up that is in, and it finally falls. No, it didn't fall through. Ball right-hand side, shot is up from the wing, off, no good. Rebound controlled by the Irish. Out to ball stolen away, Bronk on the end. Lead pass way out again to Deadman out in front of everybody. See if we can get a layup here. It works. So Deadman gets it. Hopefully Bronk's shot was halfway down the cylinder and climbed back out. On the drive, right-hand side, it's Gaelic. Gaelic with the basketball. Bronk goes to the floor. Shot is up and rims, and this one falls through. So Shuck will get his sixth point of the basketball game. It's 13-7. Grants Pass down by six in the backcourt. Deadman with the basketball back over to McKittrick. And Deadman across the timeline to Rosetta. Bullet pass down low, stolen away by Shuck. Comes back on the run. Check that. It's Kerr Cup left-hand side. Puts a shot up from 15 feet on the right-hand side. Won't go. Ball tipped away and picked up by Young. Lead pass out quickly. Pardon me, it was Deadman. Lead pass out to Young. As soon as Young got a hand on the ball, he was fouled. So it's going to be Grants Pass basketball again. Inbounds from the end line, our end of the court. And this one goes against Anderson again. Checking in the game for his master, Sheldon So Gerlitz is into the basketball game right now. Young getting a little breather. So for Grants Pass, we've got Dedman, Gerlitz, Bronk, Rosetta, and McKittrick. Ball comes dead to the high post. That's Rosetta right now looking for a cutter. Has come on by here, and then he spins, drives right back to the inside. Spinning move, goes up with a shot that is fouled by number 11. That'll be on Holmes. He's their big guy. Let's see. That is the call. So Kai Holmes will pick up his first infraction of the night. Fourth team foul this period on the Irish here early. Next time a whistle blows on the Irish, the Caymans going to the free throw line regardless of what happened. So with Rosetta back on the free throw line, he's one of one so far tonight. 3 points in the basketball game. Deep breath. There it is. Shot is up. Good follow through. Hits the back of the iron. Off. No good for this one. One more shot coming for the junior. Two dribbles. Two more. One more. There's the deep breath. Deep knee bend. Follow through. Hits the back of the iron again. Too hard again. Rebound, though, Rosetta. Bullet pass back right-hand side. Inside to Gerlitz. Goes up with a shot. Hits the back of the iron. Off. No good. Man double-teamed to the backcourt, but the Irish still control it. League pass comes out to Holmes. Ball right-hand side. On the wing to Gaelic. Back out to Cup. Left-hand side. Top of the key. Hands the ball off to Gaelic. Gaelic shot. Lodged between the backboard and the rim. It'll be Grants Pass ball inbounds. Dedman in the backcourt as McKittrick with him. So Dedman to McKittrick, back to Dedman, and into the forecourt that quickly. 5:21 on the clock. It's 13-7. Grants Pass trailing by six. Rosetta with the ball just inside the timeline. Double-teamed and trapped. Looks for a help. Bullet pass right-hand side. Shot from the corners. Way off that time for Bronk. Lead pass comes out quickly to Gaelic. Out front. No. Turns. Drives to the free throw line. Fades away left-hand side. Plays it off glass. Won't go. Rebound. Stripped down by Cup. Ball out front, but stolen away by Rosetta again. Lots of turnovers on both sides tonight. People are hawking that ball. Pass stolen away this time by Gaelic on the drive. To shot is up and good. So Kai Gaelic gets his first field goal and a whistle away from the basketball. I think the Cavemen have called timeout. They have. 15-7. Grants Pass down by 8. 4:43 to play in the first half. We'll be back right after this. Let me see. What are we doing here? 30-second Caveman timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
I swear the Grants Pass rally squad just keeps growing. I swear they've got 25 girls up there. There's the buzzer calling teams back to the floor right now. It'll be Grants Pass ball inbounds from the sidelines on the west side of the gym, about halfway between the timeline and the end line. McKittrick will make the inbounds play. He's got Dedman with him in the backcourt. Dedman. Lead pass up quickly on the wing to Rosetta. Rosetta draws the double team. Back out quickly to Dedman, top of the key. Back right-hand side, this time to Bronk. Bronk right-hand side in the wing. Out front again to McKittrick. Left-hand side to Gerlitz. Gerlitz attacks along the baseline, gets the ball down low. Tried to get it into Rosetta. He was double-teamed, stripped of the basketball. Bows out to Gaelic on the drive. Cup all the way inside. Lays one up. That won't go, and the rebound controlled by Rosetta. He controls it on the way back down the floor. 15-7, the score. Grants Pass down by 8 right now with the basketball. Ball left-hand side in the hands of Gerlitz. Gerlitz back out front to Dedman. Dedman with the basketball. Looking for a cutter down below. Bullet pass down low. Stolen away by Holmes, and he is tripped up, I believe, by Gerlitz unintentionally, but he'll draw the foul anyway. That's the call. So Gerlitz will pick up his first infraction of the night. First team foul this period on the Grants Pass Caveman. And it'll be Irish ball inbounds from the west sideline. Weston Berg checks in. Bronk comes back out and gets a little breather. Young comes back in, and Dedman going to get a little blow this time. All right, that's all done. Inbounds play for the Irish in the backcourt. Comes to Gaelic. Gaelic into the forecourt, right-hand side. Berg picks him up. Drives to the right-hand side, goes down low, kicks the ball back out front to the big guy at 6'10", to Holmes, right-hand side, and he buries a 15-footer. So Holmes has four in the basketball game. It's 17-7, Grants Pass down by 10. Long pass up to Rosetta, to Berg, down low, then to Young, and Young lays it up and in, and Young finds his fourth point of the basketball game as the Cavemen move the ball well. Rico Gaelic on the right-hand side for the Irish. Top of the game, pass stolen away by Berg, still through heavy traffic, and I believe he was fouled. That'll be the fifth. It was Berg. So Kai Gaelic picks up the infraction. That's the fifth team foul on the Irish. So, yeah, we are enforcing the bonus. So Berg will go to the free throw line. Berg's got a lot of action. This is his first trip to the free throw line that we have seen, folks. So right now he's 0-0 at the charity stripe. See what the senior can do. Shot is up. Good follow through. Hits the back of the iron and goes through. He's perfect. 1 point. Checking in for the Irish once again. Number 12, Marzano, comes into the basketball game and Cup sits down. One more shot coming for Berg. It's up. Rims and out. No good. Rebound chased down on the corner by the Irish. Ball in the hands of Gaelic. Brings the ball across the timeline right at center court. Goes right-hand side, gets a couple of picks, drives right-hand side, looks in the corner, then surrounded by Berg. Kicks the ball back out again to Harrison. Harrison back to Gaelic. Gaelic for three from way out front, about 25-footer. Rebounded by Rosetta. Rosetta lets the traffic clear after both Harrison and Holmes were after him. Ball right-hand side quickly to Berg. Berg to the free throw line. Kicks the ball off to McKittrick. McKittrick outside to Gerlitz for three. It won't go. Rebound taken down again by Holmes. Holmes coming back on the run. So we've got 6'10", 6'7", on the floor right now for the Irish. They get dropped the ball down low to Harrison, the 6'10 man on the floor. It was lost, deflected, and the foul called on McKittrick. So McKittrick will pick up his first infraction. Second team foul on the Cavemen. So there'll be no shots this time. And timeout. Pardon me. Timeout has been called by the Irish. 2:50 to play. It is 17-10. Grants Pass down by 7. We'll be back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Wipeout Hunger is back at Kelly's Automotive Service, starting January 5th through February 13th. Bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut butter and 12 ounces or more of jelly, and we'll exchange that for wiper blades installed on your vehicle up to $45 in value. Thank you to BBSI and Tom Randall State Farm. They're donating $1,000 in PB&J to the Salvation Army or the Gospel Rescue Mission food pantries. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Again, the question is, how many sandwiches will $1,000 worth of peanut butter and jelly sell? A lot. That'd feed me for lunches for a week or so. 17-10, the score, ladies and gentlemen. Cavemen down by 7 of the Sheldon Irish. Irish ball inbounds from the end line, there into the floor. And the ball way out front to Marzano. Gives the ball up to Gaelic. Gaelic gets a pick from Harris, the big guy, back left-hand side to Marzano. Then down low on the baseline, man kicks through to the right-hand side to Holmes. And a traveling call as he tried to shuffle his feet on the pass. So Grants Pass gets the ball back. Inside from the west sideline. Berg comes out. No. Gerlitz comes out. Berg is in, and oh, it's Amaya who is back in. 2:39 left to play in the half. Amaya into the forecourt, right-hand side after getting the inbounds play. Left-hand side to Gerlitz. Pull it pass to Rosetta at the post. Rosetta comes down the paint, hard to the glass. Puts one up. That is good for Rosetta. His second field goal. He's got five in the basketball game. 17-12 the score right now. Grants Pass still on the short end of it. Holmes brings the ball down court himself to the free throw line. Elevates there. 12-footer on the way, and it's good for Holmes. His third field goal. He's got six in the basketball game, and it's 19-12. Grants Pass down by that margin. Ball left-hand side to McKittrick for three. Off. No good. Rebound fought for and goes into the corner outside it. It's going to be Grants Pass ball. Inbounds, I believe, off of number one, Morrow, into the game. Down by 7 right now, 2:03 to play in the half. Grants Pass ball inbounds from the inline. Berg will make the play. They put that four-man screen down the left-hand side. Screen's broken almost immediately. And the ball comes to McKittrick, left-hand side on the wing. No shot. Right-hand side, though, to Amaya on the wing. Amaya back up front, spins, gets back into the paint, kicks it left-hand side to Rosetta for three. Missed everything. Ball into the hands quickly of Marzano. Marzano brings the ball down, gets the ball out quickly, though, to Gaelic. Gaelic comes left-hand side to Holmes. Holmes on the wing. Alley-oop down low to Harrison. He was being fronted by Rosetta, and Rosetta took the ball away. So Rosetta at 6'5 was fronting the 6'10 post. Up to McKittrick, left-hand side to Amaya. Lead pass up quickly to Berg along the baseline. Kicks it right-hand side, but the ball slapped away as he was trying to make a shot. It'll be Grants Pass ball inbounds in the end line with a minute and a half to play. Berg is over to make the play. Wallace checks back in, and the big guy Harrison sits down. So Wallace at 6'4 replaces the 6'10. They lose 6 inches of height. It's almost incredible numbers. So Berg from the end line for Grants Pass. Fakes one way, goes left-hand side quickly in the corner, then to Young. Young with the basketball, head fakes, wants to drive along the baseline, draws a double team, kicks the ball out front to Amaya, top of the key, left-hand side to McKittrick for three, and he nails this one, and McKittrick gets his first points from beyond the arc, and it's 19-15. Grants Pass down by four. Ball right-hand side in the hands of Holmes, right-hand side, tries to drive on McKittrick, goes to the baseline, and is tied up. Probably the foul called on McKittrick. We'll see as the official comes. That's the call. So McKittrick will pick up his second. That's the third team foul this period on the Cavemen. 108 showing on the clock, and at the free throw line right now is number 11, Kai Holmes at 6'7", the senior, 0 for 2 from the free throw line. For the player, he seems to be, doesn't seem to be a great shot. Shot is up and good this time, nothing but net. I had to open my mouth, didn't I? Yeah, okay. Won't do that again. One more shot coming with the young man. Makes it a 5-point lead. One more shot. It's up, and that one's good. So he's 2 for 2 from the free throw line. 8 points in the basketball game. He's a shooter. 21-15, the score. Grants Pass down by 6 in the backcourt. McKittrick with the basketball. Sees the 1-2-2 trap forming. Back over left-hand side to Amaya. Over the timeline quickly to Rosetta. Ball left-hand side to the official. Who's outside the playing surface. Ball goes back to the Irish. 56.9 seconds left here in the first half. Inbounds play in the backcourt comes to Gaelic. Gaelic controls the ball on the floor. Into the forecourt, right front court. Looking for a good shot this time. They'll drive to the right-hand side. He drives the corner, kicks the ball out front left-hand side. Man comes back in. Top of the key, right-hand side, then to Holmes. Holmes looks for a lane. Flips the ball left-hand side. Deflected out of bounds. I'm not sure Wallace was the target, but he got a hand on it, went out of bounds. It's going to be Grants Pass ball inbounds from the end line. Their end of the floor. A break out of a box around the key to Holmes right-hand side. Back out front quickly to Wallace. Hands it off to Gaelic. Back to Wallace. Hard to the glass. Shot is up off no good. And they say he was fouled either by Amaya or Rosetta. So Abizai Amaya gets his first. Now, Abizai Amaya is 5'7", and he just fouled number 4, Eli Wallace, at 6'4". So Wallace goes to the free throw line with a couple of shots. Deep breath, deep knee bend. Shot is up, follow through. It's good. His third point of the basketball game. One more shot coming for the young man. 32.1 seconds left here in the first half. It's 22-15, Irish over the Cavemen. Again, deep breath, deep knee bend. Shot is up. Hits the back of the iron this time. Board cleared this time by Rosetta. Put the ball on the floor himself, coming down with less than 30 seconds and a half. Lead pass up to Amaya, left-hand side. On the wing, back out front to McKittrick. Left front court. Right-hand side to Rosetta. Rosetta just puts the ball on his hip, lets somebody come after him. 17 seconds on the clock. Ball goes right-hand side. Double team there, and a whistle stops the action. I think Morrow got him across the wrist. That's the call. So Jake Morrow will pick up his first infraction, and Rosetta goes to the free throw line with 12.9 seconds left on the clock. So Rosetta 1 for 3 tonight, a 66% shooter on the season. 6 points in the basketball game. Make that 5 points in the basketball game so far. Last set of dribbles. There's the deep breath, deep knee bend. Shot is up. Good. Not as much follow through that time. Didn't bounce off the back of the iron either. Holmes comes out for the Irish, replaced by Shock. One more shot coming for Rosetta. 22-16 now. Grants Pass down by six and get it back to five if this one goes in. 12.9 seconds left. So watch for something to happen after the rebound. Shot is up and good. So Rosetta has seven in the basketball game. Gaelic with the basketball for the Irish with 9 seconds. Wants to make something happen. A double high post. Gaelic drives, kicks the ball left-hand side to Marzano along the baseline. Elevate shot is up and rolls off. Chased down in the corner by Rosetta. Long baseball throw at the buzzer. At the end of the first half of play, the Cavemen trail the Irish by five. 22-17. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks right after this two-minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change. After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Welcome back, everyone. 22-17 here at the half. The Grants Pass Cavemen trailed the Irish of Sheldon High School 11-5 in the first period. Actually won the second period 12-11 to make it 22-17. Grants Pass scoring came on 6 field goals, 1 three-pointer. Grants Pass 4 of 7 from the free throw line. That's just over 57%. They were whistled for 8 fouls compared, 8 fouls again for the Irish. Irish scoring came on 9 field goals, 1 three-pointer, 3 of 6 from the free throw line. That's 50%. Those are the numbers that we have here. We'll run down some individual numbers when we come back. It's 22-17 at the half. Grants Pass trails. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Thinking about a new water well? Clouser Drilling can help. Winter can be a good time to drill in Southern Oregon. Beat the rush and be ready with reliable water when summer arrives. While winter access can be tricky, property owners with good access or those willing to rock roads can often take advantage of shorter schedules and quicker turnaround. These roads become an asset to your property, making future well pump service and maintenance easier year-round. Call Clouser Drilling today and ask about winter well drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's run down the individual numbers. First of all, for the Sheldon Irish coming off the bench, Jake Morrow picked up a single field goal. Nothing else in my scoring line. Sam Harrison came off the bench at 6'10", and I don't have him for anything in my scoring line at all. In a starting role, Jared Cuff at 6'2", had one three-point field goal, 3 points, and a single foul. Gino Marzano 6-foot senior, got the start. Didn't figure to my scoring line, although he did pick up one foul. Kai Holmes is their leading scorer at 6'7" with 3 field goals, 2 of 4 from the free throw line, 8 points and a single foul. Matt Shook with 3 field goals, 6 points, no fouls. Eli Wallace off the bench, 1 2-point field goal, 1 for 2 at the free throw line. He's got 3 points total and a single foul. Also coming off the bench is Cooper Anderson. Didn't figure into my scoring, but picked up a couple of fouls. And Kai Gaelic, starting point guard, he actually runs the team. 1 2-point field goal and a single foul. We'll run down Grant's passes scoring for you when we come back right after this 1 minute Cape Manton timeout.
From the woods to the fields to the court, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with the proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue, Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for tip-off with the Grants Pass Cape Man.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week, we make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Welcome back, everyone, for the Grants Pass. Caitlin coming off the bench. Abisai Amaya picked up a single foul. Preston Gerlitz, same situation, one foul. Bronx Ely came out. Didn't figure to my scoring line. Was a factor, though, on the floor. Caden Dedman off the bench. 1 2-point field goal, no fouls. In a starting role, Weston Berg was 1 for 2 from the free throw line, a single point and a single foul. Branson Young, two field goals, 4 points and a single foul. James Traylor didn't figure into my scoring, picked up a couple of fouls. Grady McKittrick, 1 3-point field goal and 2 fouls. And Jordan Rosetta, the leading scorer for Grants Pass, with 7 points on 2 2-point field goals and 3 for 5 shooting from the free throw line. Once again, he's got 7 points. 3:48 left on the halftime clock here. It's 22-17. Grants Pass trails. We'll come back with more analysis right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Wipeout Hunger is back at Kelly's Automotive Service, starting January 5th through February 13th. Bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut butter and 12 ounces or more of jelly, and we'll exchange that for wiper blades installed on your vehicle up to $45 in value. Thank you to BBSI and Tom Randall State Farm. They're donating $1,000 in PB&J to the Salvation Army or the Gospel Rescue Mission food pantries. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Welcome back, everyone. The Irish out of the locker room right now and taking some warm-up shots. Cavemen just now emerging. And if we're going to say anything about what happened in the first half, it's the Cavemen are playing a team with, they're tall, with long arms, and they go after the basketball. That's created some turnovers for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Once again, take care of the basketball, and you're in much better shape. Not in bad shape, just down by 6 here, and some great moments when the Cavemen move the ball well. It's smooth to watch. And usually Young is involved in that. Rosetta may start a pass. They'll go down low to Young, and Young has a habit of getting free along the baseline or inside the paint and working it well. He's pretty smooth and getting smoother with every game that he plays. So those are some of the things to watch here in the second half for the Grants Pass Cavemen. 22-17 the score, a minute 48 left on the clock at halftime here, and we'll be back and get that third period underway for you right after this 1 minute Cape Banton timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all of your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back. Fight song being pushed out by the Grants Pass High Marching Band, sounding great tonight as the halftime clock expires. Right on the money with the buzzer here. Each team huddled around their respective head coaching staffs right now, getting their final instructions before taking the floor here in the third period. Third period brought to you by our good friends at, this is Kelly's Automotive Service, isn't it? Those good guys out there? Yeah. Kelly's Automotive Service, Grants Pass and Medford. They service your vehicle, but they take care of you. They collect lots of peanut butter and jelly, too. There's no question about that. Tip of the hat, Kelly's. Inbounds play from the sideline on the alternate possession rule. Holmes gets the ball in for the Irish. Corner left-hand side. Back out front. Gives the ball up quickly to Cup. Cup top of the key with the basketball. Looks for a cutter. Moves back off to the left-hand side. Hands the ball off to Gailey. Gailey comes right down the paint, kicks the ball right-hand side to Holmes, corner right-hand side, being guarded by Traylor. Can't get a shot off Traylor, up left-hand side to Cup. Cup out front then quickly to Schmuck. Cup to Schmuck. Ball goes out of bounds, Grants Pass basketball, inbounds from the sidelines. West side, that's where all the action seems to be tonight. Traylor gets the ball inbounds to McKittrick in the backcourt. Grady brings it down, crosses the timeline uncontested. Zone defense showed right now by the Irish. Ball goes right-hand side to Traylor. Then will it pass back down to McKittrick? Coming to the left-hand side is Young. Puts one up. Too hard. Rolls off. Rebound being fought for, contended right now. And Holmes and Rosetta really going at it. Whistle stops the action. If there's a foul, this one's going against Rosetta. That's the call. But that's the first on Rosetta tonight with all the contact that he's had. So Irish basketball in the backcourt comes in again to Gaelic. And Gaelic brings it ball down, shoots it over to Holmes, back out to Gaelic, left-hand side quickly to Cup. Cup left-hand side on the wing, comes to the top of the key. Hands the ball off to Marzano. Marzano for three. Off the glass, it's good for Marzano. His first field goal of the night, gets a three, and suddenly it's 25-17, 6:58 to play, third period. Caveman basketball on KAJO Grants Pass. McKittrick to Traylor into the forecourt, back to McKittrick, left-hand side. In the corner, left-hand side, again to Rosetta. Back out to the free throw line to Young, cutting down. His shot in and out, won't go again. Rebounded by Rosetta. Left-hand side to McKittrick. McKittrick wanted a three, stepped out, but then stepped back in. Defense got him locked. Right-hand side quickly to Berg. Berg to Traylor, corner right-hand side. Traylor surrounded, attacks along the baseline, drops it off on the wing, then to McKittrick. To Rosetta. Popped up an 18-footer that was off, no good. Rebound fell into the hands of Holmes, and he brings the ball across the timeline, left-hand side. Stops there, lobs it down low to Schuck. Schuck being fronted, and from behind, I think they're going to call Traylor with the foul over his back. That's the call. So Traylor will pick up his third, second team foul on the Caveman here in this period. Deadman checks in real quickly for Traylor, and the inbounds play comes from the end line as the Caveman, or as the Irish put a box around the key. And it comes out quickly to Holmes between the circles, back left-hand side to Cup, down low then to Cup. Puts the ball on the floor. Stripped to the floor by Bednan. Lead pass out, though, to Young. Young tries to get the ball up, but he's surrounded in the on the baseline. Back out front to McKittrick for three, and he buries it. His second three of the night. He's got six in the basketball game. 25-17. Down the left-hand side now, the Irish with the basketball. Hands on Gaelic. Gaelic drives, kicks the ball into the corner, right-hand side to Marzano. Misses the three-point shot, right into the hands of Dedman. Gives it right back to McKittrick, and Grady brings it down, working in the backcourt against Holmes. Over to Dedman, right front court. Back left-hand side ball, slapped away out of bounds by Holmes. Chased it out of bounds himself. It'll be Grants Pass ball inbounds from the end line. Berg is there to make the inbounds play. As the Cavemen again put a box around the key. Now they're going to put Dedman out between the circles now. 2 men along the baseline. Popping out of that is Rosetta to Dedman. Left-hand side from the wing. It's up and good from about 12 feet for Dedman. His second field goal. He's got four, 25-22. Grants Pass back to within three. Gaelic on the drive. Backs away from the Grants Pass defense. Back out front to Holmes. Holmes top of the key. Wants the drive. Goes to the right-hand side on the wing. Launches the three on the way. This one's off. No good. He can't buy that tonight. Rebound inside. Shot is up. Little half hook. Marzano. So he's got 5 points in this period, 27-22. In the forecourt right now, McKittrick goes right-hand side to Rosetta. Left-hand side to Berg. Berg, top of the key, lobs it into the corner, right-hand side to McKittrick. McKittrick from 18 feet, it's good. And McKittrick feeling the juice right now. He's got 8 points, 27-22, Grants Pass trailing. And Matt Shuck gets the foul. I didn't see it. The Grants Pass ball inbounds in the backcourt. Ball comes uncontested to Dedman into the forecourt, left-hand side of the circle. Back out front, right-hand side to McKittrick. Grady drives to the left-hand side of the key, then off on the wing, then to Berg. Berg spins, tries to penetrate, stripped to the basketball, picks it back up, though. He's strong, small but strong. Kicks it out front to McKittrick again for three, off the back of the iron this time. And Holmes can't control the basketball. Berg goes out, flips it right back into Rosetta, who lays it up and in. Rosetta with his third field goal, 8 points in the basketball game. And it's 27-26. Grants Pass down by one. Holmes with the basketball for the Irish. They drop it down low. Man turns and shoots. And Shuck gets his fourth field goal. He's got 8 points in the basketball game. It's a three-point lead for the Irish, 29-26. Grants Pass with the basketball. McKittrick drives right-hand side on the wing. Stops out for top of the key to move Rosetta. Left-hand side then to Dedman. Make that Young. Young left-hand side back out to McKittrick. Right-hand side to Dedman. Dedman looks, backs away from the defense. Kicks the ball down low, gets it to Berg. Berg's pass is stolen away. Just went up in the air and pulled it down by Shuck, I believe. Hook pass left-hand side. Bounce pass down low, threaded by Rosetta. Picked up by Dedman. Dedman down the left-hand side. Stripped right back by shot is up for three, and it's good by Gaelic. Did they call that a two? Lead pass up right-hand side as the Cayman come right back on the attack. We'll check that. Ball inbounds quickly to Rosetta. Rosetta spins, tries to get free, lays one up that is no good, but he draws the foul probably from Shuck. If it is, and that's the call, Shuck will pick up his second of the basketball game. Second in this period, as a matter of fact. And at the free throw line, Jordan Rosetta, 3 of 5 from the free throw line tonight. 9 points, looking for the first one to drop into double figures. 2:58 on the clock. Second dribble, deep knee bend, shot is up, good. Four of six now. Bronk checks in. Berg gets a little breather. Bronk and McKittrick figuring out what they're going to do. They're not in the rebounding positions right now. Dedman and Young are. One more shot coming for Rosetta. Finishes dribbles. Deep, deep bend. After the deep breath, shot is up and good. 5 of 7 from the free throw line. He's got 11 points in the basketball game. Lead pass comes down quickly to Cup. Cup with the basketball. Drives to left-hand side, top of the key. Surrounded there. Kicks the ball right back to Gaelic. Left-hand side in the corner. Back out front to Holmes, top of the key. Holmes drives left-hand side. Gets to the paint. Floats up an 8-footer off glass. Won't go. Gets the rebound. Puts it right back in. And Wallace Holmes gets his fourth field goal. 10 points in the basketball game. Full court pressure in the backcourt. Token, anyway. McKittrick with the basketball. Battling with Dedmon. Dedmon across the timeline. Sees the lane. Drives. Kicks it left-hand side to Bronk. Floats one up from 8 feet on the baseline. It won't go. Rebound taken down by Cup again. Outlet goes left-hand side to Holmes. Holmes wants to drive. Double-team left-hand side. Drops the ball down low. Spinning shot up by... That's Shuck this time. And he goes to the free throw line with a foul called on Young. So Young will pick up his second, and at the free throw line, Matt Shuck. 8 points on four field goals. First trip to the charity stripe tonight for this young man. 33-28, shot is up and off. No good. One more. Both coaches going deep in there. Both coaches have played 9 players so far in this contest. So one more shot coming for Shuck. Pardon me. We'll get through it, folks. Honest. Second shot was good. It's 34-28. All right, inbounds play in the backcourt for the Cavemen. Comes into McKittrick. McKittrick drives into the forecourt. Double teamed at the timeline. Lost the basketball. Picked up by Holmes. Holmes comes right back in the paint. Gets a man up in the air. Puts a shot up. No good. Rosetta brings down the rebound himself. It's Rosetta brings it down the left-hand side to the free throw line all the way. Down the paint. Shot is up. Off. No good. Rebound is up. And Young with his third field. We'll get it under control in a moment, folks. Ball out front. Man drives all the way. Lays one up off glass, and he travels. Shot is no good. Grants pass within four now. 34-30. 1:40 due to play. We will live, honest. Inbounds play in the backcourt against full court pressure. Comes Rosetta into McKittrick. Back to Rosetta into the forecourt quickly. Out front now to Dedmon between the circles. Dedmon waits for pressure to come up and then moves off the left-hand side on the wing. Back out front quickly to McKittrick. McKittrick looks down low. Young's working on high post. McKittrick drives right-hand side. Lays one up off glass. He was fouled as he went by. No shots this time, but... Anderson will pick up his third of the night. Grants pass ball inbounds in the inline. Our end of the floor. 1:22 here in the third period. Cayman again put that four-man screen down the left-hand side of the lane. Dedmon will make the inbounds play as they break out of that. And the ball comes way out front quickly to Bronk. Right-hand side on the wing then to McKittrick, or to Rosetta for three. Won't go. Rebound in the paint to Dedmon. Kicks it back out to McKittrick. He'll launch a three. That hits the back of the iron. Hits off. No good. Long rebound comes out in the hands of, not Gaelic, but it's one of the Irish coming down the right-hand side. That's Morrill. Drops the ball off to Gaelic. Then down low. Shot is up again. Off no good. Tipped off the left-hand side. Whistle stops the action. 34-30, 101 showing on the clock here in the third period. Foul called. So Ely will pick up his first of the night here. So we've got a mark next to his name anyway. At the free throw line, number four is Eli Wallace. 1 for 2 from the free throw line so far tonight. Shot is up. Good. Rattle it in. That's his fourth point. Cup comes in, and Holmes gets a little breather. 5-point game. One more shot coming for Wallace. Deep breaths, good follow through. This one rims it out, though. 2 for 4 from the free throw line. Battle for the basketball out front. Ends up in, and a traveling call again on the Irish. Ball ended up in Gaelic's hands. Went to the right-hand side quickly to Marzano. Shuffled his feet, trying to get going, and turns it over. Less than a minute to play here in the third. Dedmon in the backcourt to McKittrick. Back to Dedmon. Sees a double team. Gives it right back to McKittrick. Back to Dedmon. Dedmon into the forecourt. Sees the trap coming. And he turns the ball over on the dribble. Turns it back over to the Irish with 46.9 seconds left. 5-point lead for the Irish and an opportunity to add to that going into the fourth period here. Inbounds play in the backcourt comes to Gaelic. Gaelic working against Bronx. Bronx into the forecourt, right-hand side. Bounce pass down low in the corner. Man brings it back out to the wing. It's Morrill. Morrill left-hand side to Gaelic. Gaelic head fake, drives, spins, comes right back across the top of the key. Bullet pass down low to Dedmon. Deadman brings it down, says thank you very much. Lead pass out to Bronk. Bronk lays it up and in. And Bronk gets his first 2 points in the basketball game. And it's 35-32, 20 seconds left here in the third period. Gaelic in the backcourt with the Irish uncontested as he comes across the timeline, right front court. Bronk's right there with him, keeping it honest. Came into the matchup zone right now, cuts back to the left-hand side. Back on the wing to Morrow. Morrow for three and nails it.
Wow.
At the buzzer, the junior off the bench makes it 35-32 at the end of three periods of play. We'll be back with more right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Thinking about a new water well? Clouser Drilling can help. Winter can be a good time to drill in Southern Oregon. Beat the rush and be ready with reliable water when summer arrives. While winter access can be tricky, property owners with good access or those willing to rock roads can often take advantage of shorter schedules and quicker turnaround. These roads become an asset to your property, making future well pump service and maintenance easier year-round. Call Clouser Drilling today and ask about winter well drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Fourth quarter brought to you by our good friends at Abby's Pizza. Give them a call at 476-2133 and say, bring me a pizza before this game is over. I know. They'll be close to getting it done. We've got 8 minutes left here. It takes a little more than 8 minutes to play a quarter, though. When play is resumed, it'll be Grants Pass ball inbounds from the sidelines. On the alternate possession rule, McKittrick makes the inbound play in the backcourt to Amaya, who remains in the contest. Crosses the timeline left front court. Goes to the wing left-hand side. Looks inside. Can't find anybody. Wanted to go down low to Young, but comes back out front to Rosetta. Back right-hand side to Bronk. Bronk top of the key. Goes right-hand side on the wing to Young. Young almost loses it out of bound, but controls it. Comes right back on the attack left-hand side. Gives it up to Bronk, top of the key. Bronk drives, gets into the paint left-hand side. Back out to McKittrick for three. Top of the key. He's good! I have that as his third three of the night. 9 points. Might make that 11 points. Ball out front now to the Irish. Irish gives the ball up to Holmes. Holmes right-hand side to Gaelic, who shoots and answers with his own three. That's his second three of the night. He's got 8 points, and it's 41-35, a six-point game. McKittrick in the backcourt. Crosses the timeline, gubs up to Amaya, left front court. Back right-hand side to Young. Young turns, tries to drive. A try for the steal, protects the basketball, gives it up, though, to McKittrick, left-hand side to Amaya. And Amaya turns and gives the ball off to Nate Olson, who is his head coach on the sideline. Coach says, this doesn't belong to me. Gives it right back to Cup for the Irish. Gives it up to Gaelic. Gaelic out front, goes left-hand side as the action picks back up again. Chuck left-hand side, drives all the way, lays one up and in. Down the right-hand side. Caveman come back on the attack. Right-hand side, that's McKittrick with the basketball. Free throw line. Elevates at the free throw line there. Hits the back of the iron. Off. No good. Rebound taken down by Rosetta. A whistle stops the action immediately. Timeout called by head coach Nate Olson. A look at the scoreboard with 6:22 left here in the fourth. It's 43-35. Olson wants to chat with his players. We'll be back with more right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
From the woods to the fields to the court, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with the proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue, Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for tip-off with the Grants Pass Caveman.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Welcome back. 6:22 left in the contest. 43-35 the score. Inbounds play for the Caveman. Goes right-hand side in the corner and back out front quickly to Rosetta, top of the key. Caveman trailing, but have the ball here in the fourth quarter. On the drive, right-hand side, McKittrick goes left-hand side to Young. Young goes down low, has the ball rejected, kicks it back out to McKittrick again for three. Hits the back of the iron. This one's off. No good. Rebound fought for and finally pulled down by Flacco. Make that Gaelic. Gaelic up to Holmes. Holmes top of the key, sees a lane, tries to penetrate, gets in the paint, spins, puts a shot up off, no good. He was fouled probably by Young. We'll see. That's the call. So Young will pick up his third first team foul this period on the Grants Pass Caveman. At the free throw line, number 11, Kai Holmes, 2 of 4 from the free throw line, has 10 points in the basketball game and lots of minutes. Hits the front of the iron and rolls off. Now 2 of 5 from the charity stripe. Traylor going to check in for Grants Pass's Bronx. Bronx going to sit down. One more shot coming for Holmes. One dribble, two dribbles. Deep knee bin. Shot is up. Rattle it in and drops through. 3 of 6 from the free throw line. That's his 11th point in the basketball game. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Comes to a Rosetta. Is immediately double teamed. Left-hand side to Traylor. Traylor spins. Flies down the floor into the forecourt quickly. Top of the key. Left-hand side goes right-hand side to McKittrick. Grady alley-oop into a Rosetta. Rosetta was always moving away. Just barely saved the ball. Bullet pass down low to Traylor. Out of bounds. Turns it over again. 44-35. Thrive 38 to play. Holmes at the ball with the backcourt. Holmes at the backcourt with the ball. Gives it up to Gaelic. Gaelic in the forecourt. Bounce pass down low. Trying to get the ball into Shuck. Lots of legs into there. Ball rolls away. It's going to be Grants Pass's ball in. Bounce in the inline against full court. Pressure again. And Traylor going to make the play. He's got Rosetta and moving into the backcourt was Amaya. Gets the pass. Puts a drive on the floor. He's cat quick out front with the basketball. Holds, looks left and right, looks for help, gets the ball out front now to Young. Got to move the ball more quickly against this Irish team. Ball right-hand side to McKittrick. McKittrick between the circles now. Screen set up on the left-hand side. Bounce pass down low to Traylor. Cuts to the glass, lays it up and in, and Traylor gets his first field goal of the night. And it's 44-37. Wide open. Caveman just executed beautifully that time. Fled the zone on the left-hand side. Traylor cut from the right. 2 points. Ball inside quickly. To Shuck. Shuck is up and down with that one. He's got his 5 field goals, 11 points in the contest. 46-37. Grants Pass still trailing. Traylor in the backcourt. Lead pass comes up quickly to Young. Young controls it. Has the ball slapped away out of bounds by Holmes. And it's going to be Grants Pass basketball. Traylor over to make the play. Just in front of the scorer's table. Close to the timeline. Looks in the backcourt but goes out front then to wanted to go to Young. Young fouled by Holmes. Holmes will pick up his second of the night. So 4:34 left to play in the basketball game. 46-37 the score. Grants Pass down by 9. Inbounds play goes left-hand side to Rosetta. Back to Traylor. Corner left-hand side to McKittrick. McKittrick no shot. Gets the ball down low to Rosetta. Gets in the paint. Little hook shot up and it's good for Rosetta. Haven't seen that one before. That's new. 13 points for Rosetta. 46-39 now. Irish back on the attack. Ball in the hands of Cup. Right-hand side back out front to Holmes. Holmes drives left-hand side. Looks for Shuck inside. Back out front now to Gaelic. Gaelic shovels left-hand side to Holmes. Trying to spread the Caveman out now. Holmes left-hand side. Wants to make something happen. Little shaking and bake. Gets the free throw line. Hits the back of the iron. Off. No good. High for the rebound, but controlled by Young. Spins. Gives it right back to Rosetta, to McKittrick, to Rosetta. Into the forecourt, right-hand side. Caveman looking to close the gap with 3:47 to play. bothered out front. Here comes the trap. Avoids that. Gets the ball left-hand side to Traylor. Traylor drives right-hand side. Kicks the ball over to McKittrick for three. Right-hand side. Off. No good. Rebounded. Rosetta puts back up and in. And Rosetta's fifth field goal. 15 points in the basketball game. 46-41. 3:29 to play. Try to close that gap right now. Down by five. 3:25 left to play. Gaelic in the forecourt. Goes left-hand side to Holmes. Holmes left front court. Bounce pass down low to Cup. And the quarter shot is up. And no good from three-point land. Rebound still being fought for. Rolls on the floor. Picked up by Traylor. And Traylor comes up with the basketball. And some youthful exuberance being displayed on the floor. But no fouls called. Faces a red and comes away a moment or two. Traylor and Cup hooked up that time, and Traylor really took the ball away from him with a great deal of flair. Let's put it that way. Ball comes right-hand side, and in the inbounds play to Rosetta. Then back to McKittrick. McKittrick in the backcourt, crosses the timeline, left front court. Drives to the wing right-hand side. Spence goes to the baseline, gets a man up in the air, shovels right back to Rosetta. Rosetta bounce pass down low to McKittrick. McKittrick, little backhanded layup, won't go. Rebounded by Holmes. Holmes for the Irish. Slows it down a little bit. Lets the traffic clear. Comes into the forecourt right-hand side. Tries to drive into McKittrick. And timeout taken by the Irish. A look at the scoreboard here. 46-41. 2:43 to play in this contest right now. And we've got timeout on the floor. And we're going to keep it timeout for... we'll be back in 1 minute, folks.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Wipeout Hunger is back at Kelly's Automotive Service, starting January 5th through February 13th. Bring in 40 ounces or more of peanut butter and 12 ounces or more of jelly, and we'll exchange that for wiper blades installed on your vehicle up to $45 in value. Thank you to BBSI and Tom Randall State Farm. They're donating $1,000 in PB&J to the Salvation Army or the Gospel Rescue Mission food pantries. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
46-41, there's the buzzer calling the players back to the floor right now. When play is resumed, it'll belong to the Sheldon Irish. Inbounds play coming from the east sideline here. Two coaches meeting at the scorer's table there, and maybe just wanted to calm the players down a little bit. They're telling both coaches what's going on the floor. And I'm just speculating, folks. I have no idea what's saying. I cannot read lips. We're 40, 50 feet away. But the inbounds play coming from almost in front of the Irish bench. Out front quickly to Gaelic. Left-hand side quickly to Holmes. Holmes working against Traylor. Traylor's quick enough, he can't get by him. Ball gives it right back to Gaelic. Came over to help. Gaelic being surrounded by Dedmon. Dedmon gives him space. Little pick. Gets Dedmon off of him. Drives all the way. Lays one up. Shot is good for Gaelic. Gaelic has 10 points in the basketball game. They've got three players in double figures now. Traylor in the backcourt crosses the timeline. Moves off to the right-hand side. Picked up by Morrow. Ball goes to Rosetta right-hand side. He's got a lane. Lays one right up. Went too hard to the glass. It's off. No good. Holmes rebounds it. Brings it right back on the run. Lead pass up left-hand side to Morrow. Spins it right back out. Gets the ball to Holmes between the circles now. Traylor comes after him. Tries to drive the right-hand side. Gets a pick. Shot is up and a foul called. And... It's on Rosetta. It's either Rosetta or Young. So Rosetta will pick up just his second of the night. So Kai Holmes goes to the free throw line, a 50% shooter tonight, 3 for 6 with 11 points in the basketball game. He's got 11. Gaelic has 10. And Shuck has 11. Shot is up and good this time. 4 of 7 from the free throw line there. That's his 12th point. And he gets one more opportunity. Shot is up and good. And that makes it a 9-point lead for the Irish. The Cavemen need to cut in it, need to finds him offense right now. Rosetta in the backcourt, terminates the dribble, across the timeline quickly, though, gives the ball up to Young. Young to Traylor, left-hand side in the corner. Back way out front to Amaya. Amaya on the right-hand side, goes to Young on the wing. Wing right-hand side, looks inside. Gives the ball to Rosetta. Rosetta top of the key, looks left and right, spins, comes down the lane, and a double dribble called on Rosetta. And Rosetta's talking to himself as he heads down the floor. 1:29 on the clock, 50-41. Minute and a half left to play in this one, folks. Inbounds in the backcourt goes to Gaelic. Been that way all night. Good little point guard. Lops a ball pass left-hand side to Cup. Cup with the basketball. Back to Gaelic between the circles now. Back left-hand side. They give the ball up to Wallace. And Rosetta comes after, tries to take the ball away, and is called for the foul. That'll be his third. They're all in the second half. Timeout by the Sheldon Irish again. A look at the scoreboard with a minute 14 to play. It is 50-41. The Grants Pass Caveman down by 9. We'll be back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
A minute 14 to play. The Caveman trail by 9. You can make up that amount in this amount of time. But you're going to do it right. Got to play great defense. No turnovers. That's just 3 long shots from Grady McKittrick. That's easy. Nothing to it. Inbounds play for the Irish now coming from the sideline, west side. Ball comes up quickly to, I was going to say Gaelic, but it's not Gaelic. It's number 1, Morrill. And coming after the basketball, he came and commit a foul, and that's going against Traylor. So Traylor will pick up his 4th of the basketball game. Inbounds play again from the sidelines, the west sideline. Cup is over to make the play. Gets the ball into Holmes down low, and Holmes is tied up with Rosetta, and they're going to call Rosetta for a foul, and Rosetta just frustrated with that one. There's the official call. That's his 4th. 3 in this period. That's the 5th foul on Grant's Pass. So anytime the whistle blows against the Caveman, there's be an Irishman at the free throw line. Holmes is there now and nails this one. Holmes now 6 of 9 from the free throw line. 14 points in the basketball game. Wallace checks out for the Irish, and back in is number 10, Shuck. Second shot for Holmes. This one's off the back of the iron. No good. Long rebound comes way out front to Morrow, then to the center of the circle to... And again, that quickly, the whistle stops the action. Caveman have got to be aggressive to get the ball back if there's any shot at all. This was on McKittrick, and McKittrick will pick up his 3rd. And at the free throw line, again, Kai Holmes. Getting lots of practice now. 6 of 10 from the free throw line. 7 of 11. He's getting lots of practice at that line. A whole minute left to play, folks. Back on the road next Tuesday night, folks. Live from the Roseburg Arena. Well, it's at the Robert Lee Robertson Court. 8 of 12 from the free throw line for the young man. Caveman back on the attack. Amaya with a basketball, drives left-hand side on the wing, hands it off to Traylor. Traylor to the free throw line, wants to penetrate, comes all the way down, underhanded layup, won't go. Tried to get the rebound back, chase it out of bounds. Shouldn't have chased it out of bounds. It would have been his ball, but it's going right back to the Irish. Ad Cup comes over to make the inbounds play, chases the ball down the hall, and then retrieves it. Inbounds play from the end line, 46.6 seconds, 53-41. Caveman on the short end of this one, folks. Ball comes back right-hand side. Into Morrow, back quickly to Sheen. Long pass down the floor to Holmes, left right-hand side. Just holds it and waits for everybody to catch up. And comes off to the timeline, top of the key. Gives the ball right back to Gaelic. Gaelic out front, bounce pass right-hand side to change or to Cup. Right inside to give it back to Gaelic. Gaelic in the paint. Down low shot is up and good for number 22. That's Jarrett Cup. That's his third. He's got 7 points in the basketball game. On the far end of the floor, laying it up and in is Amaya. His first 2 points of the contest. Long pass down the floor with 9 seconds left, and the Irish will just hold it there. There's your final score, folks. It will be 55-43. We'll be back and recap it all right after this two-minute caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Welcome back, everyone. Grants Pass caveman will lose this one. It was a heartbreaker. 55-43, the final score. The Grants Pass caveman trailed 11-5 at the end of the first period. Won the second period 12-11 to make the score 22-17. Still in favor, of course, of the Irish. They lost the third period by a single point, 16-15, to make the score 38-32. And then lost the final stanza, 17-11, to make it 55-43. Grants Pass scoring came on 17 field goals, 3 3-pointers. Grants Pass 6 of 9 from the free throw line. That's 66%. Just joining us right now is head coach Nate Olson. And coach, it was a tough one. Once again, faded away in the fourth period.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think they just, I don't know how, what, somehow it's been like people make shots, we got a bank three and, you know, a tough runner. And I mean, they just, shots start falling late and, you know, we weren't making the shots at the end there. It keeps telling, it's like when we're pretty locked in on defense and then we're not scoring. And then once we start scoring, then our defense, they start scoring. So it's like we got to find the balance of when we're scoring, we can be locked in defensively.
Okay. Actually won the second period by a single point.
Yeah, you know.
And played pretty well going up. Well, you were still in the basketball game about the last 4 minutes.
Yeah, you know, and we kind of missed some open shots there and then said they got some buckets, got some second chance points, hurt us a couple, you know, offensive just rebounds on free throws, you know, those little things we talk about that, you know, gave them second chance points. And then, again, they just, I mean, they're a good basketball team. And we just, you know, again, we just got to be able to execute down the stretch a little bit.
Rosetta, certainly the heart of your basketball team right now, played extremely well. Seemed to be a little cautious in the first half, still played well. Didn't have, I think, a single foul in the first half. Came up, got more aggressive in the second half when he needed to be. So looks like he was playing pretty well until got frustrated at the end.
Yeah, you know, I think he was patient early on. You know, they played, so they do a really good job of kind of switching up defenses, so we were being patient. And, you know, he was doing a good job of facilitating from the free throw line, which he does a really good job of, and the guys are doing a great job of cutting off him. Again, early on, we could not make a layup if our life depended on it. I mean, it's like, had so many opportunities. I said, again, we were making the right play, just not, you know, finishing it off there. So, Yeah, you know, I think they all did a good job early on. I said we just couldn't make a layup and it struggled. But again, defensively, we were pretty rock solid, so that kept us in it.
Yeah, well, we keep talking to layups. Branson Young gets so free on the inside, and the layups, for some reason, just roll off.
Yeah, you know, it was a tough night for him. But he's just worked so hard. His effort is, it's tough to match. I was talking to another paper just saying, hey, he works, his greatest, skill is effort, And people don't think it's a skill, but in reality, everybody has that skill. It's just, do you choose to use it or not? And Branson chooses to use it, and he's tough to match. He's just so active all the time.
It's showing. It looks like he's playing better all the time.
100%. I think part of, just getting comfortable with the varsity level, but again, he works his tail off, and he continues to work his tail off, and he just continues to work and work and work. And again, I think when you're the guy that's got your duties to check him, on a box out on defense, it's like, oh boy, you're going to be in for a long time.
Get a quick first step.
Yeah, he does. Again, he does. And kind of deceiving. But yeah, he's coming along. He's just kind of, we talked about just slowing the game down for him. And I think it sometimes he's playing faster than his mind's letting him play. So just really slowing it down, trying to simplify for him.
Looked like McKittrick was going to get hot from the 3-point range there for a moment or two.
That was the hope. Yeah. That was the hope. We tried to run a few more sets for him. I got to do a better job. Get him some looks, so we try to design a few more things today. I feel like the guys did a much better job today of driving, trying to get guys buckets. Something we worked on in practice was, hey, you're not always getting trying to get to the rim. You're trying to get paint touches to get kickouts. And we did a lot better job than you saw in the second half. We did a lot better job of kicking to get open shooters, and some of those shots started to fall.
Is McKittrick not being aggressive enough in the first half? Looks like he really seems to turn it on late in the game.
I don't know that. I think we're kind of feeling him out. Like, hey, how do we get him shots? Where can we get him shots here and there? And again, I'm not sure if we're pressing in the first quarters, but I said in reality we're getting a lot of layups early on. We just don't make them, and so I think because we're getting layups, we're not taking a lot of outside shots because we're just getting close shots to the basket. So I don't know that he's not being aggressive enough. I think it's just he does a very good job of letting the game come to him. He's not trying to force the issue. He's trying to let the shots come to him.
He's a factor on the floor, but, he's certainly 1 of 5 and a factor on the floor, but he doesn't look for his shot as much as he does late in the game.
Yeah, we've talked about trying to score a little bit more, and again, trying to get some, it's really on me. I got to design some more plays for him. I take that. And then we've talked about trying to get him more looks. I mean, all of our coaches have said, hey, yeah, 100%, we got to get this guy more looks. But again, he does a good job of not forcing the issue, which is a credit to him. And just kind of said, letting the game come, letting the flow come. And then, in the second half, it turns it on. But, yeah, I would love to see him get a few more looks early on.
Okay. Well, we'll watch for that when I go up to the Robertson Gym, Roseburg.
Roseburg, yes, sir.
Roseburg, tough place to play on the road anytime. And they're a down year right now. But, boy, going into that Roseburg Gym, what do you think? Did you ever win there?
I've honestly never won a game at Roseburg High School.
Here's your chance, Coach.
I agree. I've never basketball. I mean, I'm talking freshman. Freshman, we didn't play there, but JV basketball.
No, you're not the only one.
I know.
Not the only one.
Football, we never won. We might have got a game in baseball, but never in basketball, so never in football. Never on campus. How's that sound? Never on campus.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll follow and look for that win on campus, Coach, on next Tuesday night.
I'd love nothing more.
All right. Thank you very much. We'll be back with more right after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
Thinking about a new water well? Clouser Drilling can help. Winter can be a good time to drill in Southern Oregon. Beat the rush and be ready with reliable water when summer arrives. While winter access can be tricky, property owners with good access or those willing to rock roads can often take advantage of shorter schedules and quicker turnaround. These roads become an asset to your property, making future well pump service and maintenance easier year-round. Call Clouser Drilling today and ask about winter well drilling or visit clouserdrilling.com.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back. We're going to run down the Grants Pass numbers real quickly here. Abaziah Maya, 1 2-point field goal and a single foul. Preston Gerlitz, a single foul. Bronx Ely, 1 2-point field goal and a foul. Caden Dedman, four points on two field goals, no fouls. Weston Berg, 1 for 2 at the free throw line, 1 point on a single foul. Branson Young, 3 field goals, 3 fouls, 6 points. James Traylor, 1 2-point field goal and 4 fouls. Grady McKittrey, I have him as 4 field goals, 3 of them 3-pointers. He had 11 points in the basketball game and 3 fouls. And Jordan Rosetta had 5 field goals, 5 of 7 from the 5 of 8 from the free throw line. And that gives him 15 points and 4 fouls. And we'll talk about our player of the game, courtesy of our good friends at Valvoline Instant Oil Change, when we come back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Seacasa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Oh, welcome back, everyone. Thank you very much for joining us here. And we talk about the player of the game tonight, just for his effort throughout the game and focus and battling all the way through. It's got to go to our high score tonight, passing, handing the ball off, taking a lot of hits and scoring at the same time. Jordan Rosetta, once again, 15 points on 5 field goals, 5 of 7, we recounted, 5 of 7 from the free throw line, 15 points. Thank you very much, Jordan Rosetta. We'll wrap things up right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Savings and service is available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back, everyone. We're going to wrap this one up. Invite you to join us next Tuesday night, live from Roseburg at the Robertson Gym, when the game begins, take on the Roseburg Indians right here on KAJO Radio. I'm Chuck Benson, reminding you of the final score tonight. The Sheldon Irish 55, Grants Pass 43. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Caveman Basketball here on KJO. Please thank the fine sponsors who have made this presentation possible and keep listening for our next sports presentation. This Caveman basketball game is the copyrighted production of Grants Pass Broadcasting. Any retransmission or rebroadcasting of this game without the expressed written consent of Grants Pass Broadcasting is strictly prohibited.